In my
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Somebody would stand up and ask God for a blessing. And I heard one lady one day, as they rolled her in a wheelchair, came up to the front. Somebody said, what can she do but praise God? And she raised her hand, got up there, and she said, Lord, I need a miracle right now.
God bless you, all of our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast, and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Well, let me tell you, there's a doctor greater than that doctor. Talk to him, say,
God, I want to hear.
God bless you in radio land. God bless to all my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard, my friends.
Come on.
Get your pencils, get your paper ready. Write down the mailing address right here in Atlanta, Georgia. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Whether you have a problem with tail bearers or protection from enemies, whether you have situations, my friends, with war, with neighbors and friends and enemies, I'll show you, my friends, how you can have peace around you. Some right now have sicknesses in their body and have been to the doctor, whether it's natural sickness, friends, or an unnatural. Back in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a crook of sack across their shoulders on their back, come back and take everything out of there, rinse it off, put it in a pot, boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can make it back to the fields the next day. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. You, my friends, that have that diabetes and lupus. You, my friends, that have situations to where, man, your nature's on vacation. Man, woman, you have problems with your physical being. I want you to write down the telephone number. I'll be here throughout the day with you, and especially you here at the prayer office. Write down the telephone number. Call me, my friends. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do right now. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. Some of you right now have court cases that seem unwinnable. Some of you right now are dealing with witchcraft, hoodoo and voodoo, and even backstabbers and tail bearers. Yes, those that are throwing stumbling blocks around you, in front of you, and around your home, and you're saying to yourself, good God Almighty, is there a way to stop all this from happening? That book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real, friends. And if you have just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can, my friends, yes, friends, turn it around. Here in Atlanta, my friends, we carry all types of herbal remedies and teas and special herbal baths for you to use. Some need those powders to sprinkle around their homes where others have been. Many of you I've spoke to, my friends, love to be the winner in the game of chance and need that gambling hand, want to be able to come home with money instead of looking all sad. My friends, yes, that court case, that money drawing, yes, you that are looking to remove that jinx from around you. Some say they want their loved one back, that husband, that wife, that girlfriend, that boyfriend. Telephone number 404-212-2444. My friends, we specialize in protection from evil. And I will show you, my friend, how to protect yourself from all kinds of trouble. Some right now, my friends, are saying to themselves they have been different places. They have tried and tried and about to give up. But I'm asking you today, friends, not to give up. For God is in the blessing business. Jesus said you have not because you ask not. I'm not here to turn you down and turn you around. I'm here to show you how so you can grow without going back over the same situation again. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If I cannot help you through the power of God, I sure enough to God will not harm you, but I will show you there are ways to turn situations around. You want to keep your land and keep your money coming. Some say they just have plain old bad luck. Now, those of you that are writing that mailing address, friends, it's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. Oh, yes, friends, I'll show you how to turn those hurdles around, and all you need is just that grain of mustard seed. My friends, we can sit down today and we can talk about David, Daniel, Job, or we can talk about that Bible. We can talk about Noah, Isaiah. But I'm here right now with this little time that we have to show you, my friends, that there is a way out of no way if you're sincere in trying to close those problems out. When you're writing, my friends, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil and a prayer cloth and a cross for you to keep with you. I'll show you, friends, how to keep old Satan away. Say, Satan is a storyteller. Yes, friends, I'm here to let you know that God is real and that there's no way you can turn this around if you're in need. God has been with us for many a day, and I'm asking you, my friends, if you are in need, if there's a situation around you that's unbearable, friends, I want you to call me. Call me right now. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me a prayer prosperity package. My friends, I'll send it to those that have bad habits. Some are crippled right now. Some, my friends, want that wife or that husband back. Some right now are looking for success and peace on that job. I don't want you to have those crying spells sitting down trying to figure out what to do. I'm here to show you, my friends, that you can cross over those hurdles. Even those that are on drugs and have drug addictions, friends. Oh, my God. Let me find a testimonial, and I'm going to get right back with you. That's 404-212-2444.
Well, Reverend Gregory, when I first came, I was confused. And I was having problems. I had a nervous condition which had been going on for about 10 years, and I've been on doctor's medicine. And the doctor told me that there was nothing that they can do about the condition. It couldn't be cured. So they put me on medication, and I've been taking this medication, different kinds of medications, and they finally found one that would agree with me. And I took it, but the only thing, it wouldn't let me rest at night. So one night while I was up, I decided I would call you, and you told me to come out and see you, so I did. And when we talked and I told you my problem, you gave me, told me to get those, the pills.
Right.
Okay, well, I got them, and it helped. And I just praise God for it, because nothing else helped, nothing else worked.
All right, now tell me, what happened the first night?
Okay, the first night, it helped, it worked. It worked.
You went to sleep and
I went to sleep without even knowing that I was sleeping. You know, I knew that I had been staying up nights after nights, just knowing, you know, that I couldn't get any rest. And that night I went to sleep, and I was surprised the very next morning. I woke up bright and early, and I said, well, that medicine did work.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Yes, friends, if you have a sleeping disorder, oh, good God Almighty. You know, my friends, right now, I'm going to ask those of you that are listening to give us just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, my friends, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Might be praying with someone you don't even know, friends, that are having the same trouble that you're having in another county or another part of the state or just around the block. Let's fill the skies right now as far as my voice can be heard, my friends, with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on the radio and join us, friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, join us, my friends. Yes, my friends, prayer is the key, and I thank God to be here with you today. Now, friends, write down that telephone number. You that have situations that are out of hand, whether it's arthritis, gout, rheumatism, whether it's physical or metaphysical, whether it's spiritual or good God or mental, I want you to call me. Call me, my friends. I'll be right here. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212. 877-222-4444. And I'll be here with you throughout the entire day. My friends, call me at any time. Write it down, friends. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, sometimes your own numbers become flundered. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Those of you, my friends, that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. For a little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's gone and out of your reach is something to get back. This is Reverend Gregory asking you, friends, to pray over everything that you do. Again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. Write it down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me a bottle of that Master Stroke oil. Send me that prayer cloth. Send me a cross. Oh, good God, I'll show you what to do to bathe. Oh, all types of things we have here in Atlanta, my friends, that some don't even know it exists on this earth. I'll show you how to have peace and success around you. May God bless you and keep you. That's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia.
KAYT 88.1 FM. We've got the best in classic gospel, contemporary, traditional, quartet, and hip-hop. Whatever you like, we got your flavor starting at 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, 11 hours per day. KAYT. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Now I need everybody, everybody, to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, Father, Father.
Let the people say,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Let the nation say,
Holy Spirit,
yes. Yes.
We adore you.
Whole world say,
yes,
and the beat goes.
Father, Father, Father. We praise you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
We
adore you, Holy Spirit, yes.
Yes.
We adore you.
Everybody come on.
Yes, we do.
Father,
Come on, let me bring it down.
I straight away, even though Is this Miss Ola Mae Benton Carter Jackson Glenn?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. I ain't know which last name to use.
Oh, I'm using Benton. I'm not either one of those you calling, but I've been there.
You've been? Uh-huh.
Who's this?
I was married about 4 or 5 times myself.
Yeah.
And all of them died of, the first two died of mushroom poisoning.
Uh-huh.
And the other one died to a brick in the head. He wouldn't eat the mushroom. I was calling. I just need you to pray for Sister Rosalene Hicks. They gave me your number. They said that this is the number to call if you need prayer.
Pray for who?
A lady at my church. I go to Mount Moriah.
Uh-huh.
And they told me to call you to get you to pray for Sister Rosalene Hicks.
Rosalene Hicks.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And what happened to her, she was stabbed. And she 83 years old.
83 years old.
And was stabbed by a nearsighted mugger.
Uh-huh.
That mistaken her for his ex-wife's mother-in-law.
Yes.
And
let me ask you, who told you to call me?
Somebody over there at Victory Baptist Church I met. They gave me, they said, you a prayer warrior for God.
Yeah.
They say you a prayer warrior for God. You hear me? They said
yes,
it. That's
yes.
what they said.
That's what they said.
That's what they said.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And she
okay.
was...
It just caught me a little off guard when you call all of my names like that.
Well, they was on the church directory.
Huh?
I'm sorry, it caught me off guard too when they gave me all of these names.
Yeah.
But they said Sister Rosalene Hicks was stabbed by a nearsighted mugger that mistaken her for his ex-wife's mother-in-law. On her way to the hospital, the ambulance that she was riding in had a blowout.
Uh-huh.
And plunged 57 feet onto some train tracks and was later hit by a train.
Uh-huh.
And while the fireman was trying to get her out of the car with the jaws of life, it cut off her right leg.
Cut off her right
leg. And then she was shot in the right eye by a stray bullet from a nearby hunter.
Yeah.
And she's going through all that right now.
Uh-huh.
And she's coming back, trying to get her ready to come back to church because she's supposed to do a meditation.
Yeah.
Five pastors' anniversary.
Yeah, but well, when is our pastor's anniversary?
This Sunday, and we might need somebody to lead devotion if she can't make it.
Yeah.
Now, she got stab wounds, a bullet to the right eye, and a missing leg. Ain't that something to survive?
Yeah.
And still trying to come to church, Miss Ola Mae Benton Carter Jackson Glenn. I'm sorry.
Ola Mae Benton Carter Jackson Glenn, I tell you. I like to who give you all them names.
I'll find a name, but you ought to cuss out.
I'm Benton.
Benton, uh-huh. Now, can you pray for her, Rosalene Hicks?
Yes, ma'am.
Bow your head, close your eyes.
Ma'am.
You gonna pray for her?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm ready.
Okay, let me turn this TV off.
What you watching?
It's a spiritual program where a preacher lady was on.
Right. Can we keep it short? Because I got to catch the bus.
Okay, I got to go to the doctor, too.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay, this morning I hear my father. It's once more again that we, your humble servants, come before thee. In your name, dear God, asking you to please to have mercy upon one of our sisters in your name.
Rosalene.
Rosalene, in your name. My
she was stabbed.
Father. Give us strength today to keep on going. My
and shot. And shot.
Have mercy where mercy can be found today. And, oh, God, thank you for this lady that called and asked.
Bernice Jenkins.
Bernice Jenkins, thank you for her this morning. Thank you, my head.
Johnson Avery.
That you have all
Williams.
Power, heaven and earth is in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And Lord, we can't do nothing without you. We need you every minute on the hour. Asking you to just take
Tell him I'm coming.
Have mercy.
Tell him I'm
and,
coming.
Oh God, when life journey.
Hold on. Ends, tell me, hold on.
Give us a happy ending in your name for Christ's sake. Amen.
Can you sing just a small portion of Walk With Me, Lord, or something.
Can I do what?
Just sing just a small portion of a hymn.
Make
me feel bad. And when you want to sing, have a little talk with Jesus. They say you sang them songs. They said it. They said it.
I believe they got you tangled up with somebody else, but I got me tangled with somebody
Tangled up?
I try to sing. I'm not a song.
Go ahead.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Uh-huh.
Walk with me, Lord. walk with me all along this
journey.
I want Jesus
to walk
with me.
Guide my feet. Say, guide my feet.
Yeah.
Guide my feet,
Lord. Guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet all along this tedious journey. I want Jesus to guide my feet.
Put on my shoes, God. Put on my shoes. Put on my shoes,
God. Put on my shoes all along this tedious journey. I want Jesus to put on my shoes. Now you sing some.
Massage my shoulders, God. Massage my shoulders. Massage my shoulders, God. Massage my shoulders. Why, oh, the bus about to leave. I'll call you back.
Okay, then.
Thank you, him.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Winfield Funeral Homes have served Central Louisiana for over 85 years. I am Alan Dave, president of Winfield Funeral Homes of Louisiana. In 1932, the late Dr. Ben D. Johnson started Winfield Funeral Homes of Louisiana. As president of Winfield Funeral Homes, I am dedicated to continuing Dr. Johnson's legacy of superior services to all families within the communities we serve, including Alexandria, Shreveport, and Baton Rouge. Our funeral homes are locally operated by licensed funeral directors, embalmers, and restorative artists. This is an important distinction for Winfield Funeral Homes as it gives you the peace of mind that your loved ones are being cared by fully licensed and trained professionals. Because we care, our funeral homes has been renovated, including new vehicles at all locations. When the need arises, you can count on Winfield Funeral Homes. You may prearrange your funeral services at Winfield Funeral Homes. Affordable monthly payment plans are available, and we accept other funeral home pre-need policies. Our website is www.winfieldfuneralhomes.com. When you desire the best, there's only one choice, Winfield Funeral Home, because we care.
Winfield Funeral Home is a proud underwriting sponsor of 88.1 KAYT.
Hi there. This is Evelyn Turrentine, AG. You know me. I'm the God Did It lady, telling you everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. And you know what? I'm excited because I'm on my way to Alexandria, Louisiana. I'm going to be there on Saturday, May 20th at 5 o'clock p.m. at the New Bethel Community Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1807 Community Lane, right there in Alexandria. And you know what? I'm going to be looking for you. See ya.
It's that time once again, the 51st Citywide Area Interdenominational Revival, where Reverend Wesley Lott Jr. is the chairman and Reverend Clarence Dupar Jr. is the co-chairman. They are bringing back by popular demand the dynamic speakers, Dr. Frank E. Ray Sr. of New Salem Baptist Church of Memphis, Tennessee.
If God is present, who can mess with you if you're in the presence of the Lord? If you have his presence, what demon can override you? What sickness can take you out?
And Reverend Bertrand M. Bailey of New Greenwood Baptist Church of Greenwood, Louisiana, and Greater Bible Way Baptist Church of Mount Pleasant, Texas.
I'm fell. He forgives me. When I'm weak, he's strong. When I'm lost, he's the way. When I'm afraid, he's my courage.
This year's revival will be April 17th through the 20th. That's April 17th through the 20th. Noonday services will begin at 11:45 a.m. at the Live Oak Baptist Church, 1401 Finner Street, where Reverend James S. Hardison is the host pastor. The evening services will begin at 6:45 p.m. and will be held at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1116th and Day Street, where Reverend Roger Green is the host pastor. The revival program is is as follows. Monday, the 17th, noonday service speaker will be Dr. Frank E. Ray. The evening service will be the Citywide Musical beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. On Tuesday, the 18th, noon service speaker will be Reverend Bertrand Bailey. Evening service speaker will be Dr. Frank E. Ray. On Wednesday, the 19th, the noon service will be Dr. Frank E. Ray. Evening service is Reverend Bertrand Bailey. And on Thursday night, April the 20th, guest speaker will be Reverend Bertrand Bailey. Everyone is invited to attend the 51st Area Interdenominational Revival Crusade, where we are reviving believers and converting sinners. Come and be blessed. Once again, the noonday service will begin at 11:45 a.m. at the Live Oak Baptist Church, located at 1401 Finner Street. The evening services will be at 6:45 p.m. at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 11 16th and Day Street. Come out and be blessed. The Citywide Area Interdenominational Revival is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
One, two.
Wait a minute.
Can you hear me?
Let me breathe.
about. See, a lot of y'all don't believe that he can do it. But the only way he gonna do it is if you have faith and don't doubt. Then
that holy boogie got me living cleaner. Right around women and kingdom, I'm a believer. My walk talk for me, they say that boy with Jesus. I ain't gotta say a word, they can tell by my demeanor. No matter what he look like, he gon' work it out. No matter what them haters say, he gon' work it out. That holy boogie got me living cleaner. I ain't gotta say a word, they can tell by my demeanor. Despite of all of my tats, this cross up on my back, but favor come with that. This we tie checks to racks. I ain't brag if you must beg. My life is under attack. Foreclosure on my home. Close by the stern, they back. Forget that doubt, doubt. Got in my words, start praising, worshiping, and started shout, shout. Even when my tears fell down, I promise y'all I didn't doubt, doubt. Life and death was in my tongue. Started speaking what I want. Flat out, kept it 100, come on. That holy boogie got me living cleaner. Round woman that kingdom, I'm a believer. My walk talk for me, they say that boy with Jesus. I ain't gotta say a word, they can tell by